talking, continued walking.
Oh, I love this. I really get a big fucking kick out of this.
Kane closed his mind to Grant's profane mantra, focusing only on reaching the end of the ghastly gauntlet. He wasn't particularly worried about himself or Grant, since the fangs of even the biggest diamondback wouldn't penetrate their armor. But Domi and Bridget weren't so protected. Although they wore high-topped jump boots of thick leather and trousers of tough whipcord, he wasn't sure if the material of either article was dense enough to deflect penetration of needle-tipped teeth. If the women were as uncertain of it as he was, they gave no sign. They didn't utter a sound, not so much as an outcry of disgust, so he ceased to worry about them. Even if one of them were bitten, Bridget's medical kit contained ampoules of antivenin. By the time Kane passed between the final pair of megaliths, his heart trip-hammered as if he had just sprinted 2 miles flat out. Sweat flowed down his body beneath his Kevlar undersheathing. He kept walking, not turning his head to check the progress of his companions until he was well past the last of the standing stones. Within seconds, Grant joined him. Then Bridget, her jade eyes startlingly bright in a face drained of all color. She was almost as pale as Domi. All three people trembled slightly from the adrenaline coursing through their bloodstreams. They waited for Domi to complete the gauntlet, watching as she cautiously strode along the aisle, expression composed and detached. Her composure broke when a snake on her right, its temper evidently more aroused than its brethren, squirmed away from the base of the megalith to block her path. Grant lunged forward, the boar of his sin-eater centering on the serpent, but Kane restrained him with an arm.
Wait!
Silver suddenly gleamed in Domi's fist. Domi took a tentative step forward. The diamondback's flat-snouted, wedge-shaped head struck at her leg. Not crying out, Domi's convulsive movement to evade it brought her within reach of a serpent on the other side. She shifted like lightning to avoid the flash of its fangs. Then all the snakes swayed and struck at her feet, ankles, calves, and knees, whatever portion of her limbs chanced to be nearest to them. Domi couldn't leap over them or pass between the stones to safety. She could only whirl and wheel and twist her body to avoid the strokes, and each time she moved to dodge one diamondback, she put herself in range of another. She shifted position constantly, even though she could move only a short space in any direction, and the venom-filled fangs menaced her with every motion. Only someone with the reflexes of the wilderness-born could have lived more than 10 seconds in the aisle. Domi became a blur of bewildering motion. The heads missed her by hair's breadths, and she matched her coordination and eye against the speed of the coiled, darting demons. The long blade in her hand flickered almost as swiftly as the forked tongues of the rattlers. It sliced the air in flat circular arcs, then cleanly sheared through scales, muscles, and bone. It seemed to Grant, Bridget, and Kane the snake struck with a rhythm, as if they worked in tandem. If so, Domi and her slashing knife attuned themselves to that rhythm. Even in the uncertain light, they saw the hard, stitched-on smile creasing Domi's lips as if she enjoyed herself immensely. As she skipped lightly among the serpents, her long knife flashed in quick strokes. Amazingly, the diamondbacks began to retreat toward their nests at the bases of the megalithic stones. Domi slid gracefully between two more of the diamondbacks. She performed a pivoting pirouette, and the pair of blunt heads collided. The snakes, in terror, attacked each other, their bodies intertwining and knotting, fangs sinking repeatedly into scaled coils. Domi's spin brought her to the end of the aisle, and she half fell into Grant's arms. Her fierce eyes glittered like drops of fresh blood. The expression on her scarlet-spattered face was beatific, satiated, as if she had just undergone a sexual experience.
Are you all right? Did any of them bite you?
Pushing herself away from his armored chest, Domi swayed dizzily for a few seconds. She turned her head.
Nah, not fast enough to bite me.
She brandished her knife, the blade carmined and sticky.
Bit them instead. Taught them big-time lesson.
Yeah. Once word gets out, all the snakes in the world will think twice about provoking you again.
Let's be on our way.
They did so, Domi affecting a jaunty, hip-swinging swagger. Whatever had wrought the change in the girl's personality over the past few weeks, it had turned her from a spirited but reliable ally into a wild card, and Kane wasn't comfortable with the transformation. Judging by the frown tugging at the corners of Bridget's lips, neither was she.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.